Thanks for discovering This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. News Wrap was reported this week by Marcus Nahra and Ava Davis and produced by Brian DeShazer. Michael Brown was our feature producer. You heard music from Seals and Crofts and Devorah. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks Tanya Kane Perry and Julie Reisinger, Richard Burke and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley celebrating their 50th year together, and all the listener donors who make this program possible. Ask us about how you can join them. Look for us at This Way Out Radio on social media, email us at info@thiswayout.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065 Los Angeles, California, 90078 USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappelle and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Brian DeShazer. Thanks for listening. Online at thiswayout.org or wherever you get your podcasts. And on CHMA, Sackville, New Brunswick, WELT, Fort Wayne, Allen County, Indiana, 2MCE, Broadhurst, New South Wales, and a wide array of community terrestrial and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and
stay tuned.
Hey everyone, it's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. This episode, we have a live recorded concert and interview, an hour with Dali Van Gogh, playing their songs and having a chat along the way. Dali Van Gogh is a Halifax rock band, but we asked them to go acoustic, and I think they did a great job, even though it was the first time for them. Here we go.
We're doing a live show, and we have about 20 people in the room with Dali Van Gogh, and Dali Van Gogh has three people along the front row. We've got on our left, we have Rochelle Moreau, and she's going to sing, and you're playing piano later. Mm-hmm. Good. And then on our right, we have Isaac Kent, and he's on guitar and vocals. Down the middle, we have Lance Hicks, and tonight, usually he plays bass, but tonight he's playing guitar because he's a nice guy, and we're just going to play some songs. Play us a tune.
Riding one.
Let me guess the title of that one.
It's called Joey.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, good. So you guys do a lot of writing together? Or are you writing as a trio kind of mostly?
Sometimes.
Well, four-piece.
Four-piece, yeah.
Sometimes someone writes something and like all... like a completed piece and brings it to the band. Sometimes someone has like a riff idea or a lyric idea, and then we just kind of go off that and then create it from scratch. So
just sitting there in the writing room and doing it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Right on.
That one was written by Rochelle.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And pretty much as a complete piece. And then she kind of brought it to me, and she added it as like a piano tune initially. And I was like, cool, that's pretty. We don't do that
pretty. Oh, yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah.
So I have this song, but it doesn't fit our vibe.
Because right. I should say that you guys are usually more of a rock band, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, typically.
Guitar, yeah. Bass, drums, keys, and all that. Yeah. And it's a big sound, right? Loud. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you doing the acoustic thing. It's great.
Yeah. It's cool. It's special for us. Like, we've never done this, for the record.
Great.
You guys are all getting to see, like, literally the first time this band in 15 years.
Yeah, well, this
thank
is
you guys
great.
For being here, by the way.
This is great. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, have at her. Do another tune.
Sure. This is the first Dally Van Gogh tune.
Thoughts
So these the tunes that you're playing tonight, most of them are on your previous albums, right? You've got 17, yeah. 24 albums? How many you got?
Something like that.
Somewhere in the range of what? Six to seven.
If you include
to
like
three,
EPs and something, it's like seven.
Seven, yeah. Okay,
depending
on
how far back in the band you want to go.
And depends on what you call an album, I guess, too.
Yeah.
Right?
The current album that we have that we've been touring and promoting for the last year, New Blood, Old Wounds, has been kind of our main focus point for the last bit. Okay. We have, as far as like new stuff, we have like songs and stuff we're working on, but nothing nailed down for a new album in any kind of near future.
Just do singles. Everybody's doing singles now.
Well,
it seems.
Yeah.
Anyways,
right? The thing is like with how it usually works nowadays, people just kind of release a single at a time. So that's what we're doing with the covers that we
that are coming out.
I mean, we like did five of them, so that's enough for like an EP, but we're going to release all of them, but like
Slowly over the rest of the year kind of thing. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And then for an original record, we're going after some grants and stuff to get trying to go up and do, we'd like to do a full record with Eric Ratz, who he produced this next song we're about to play on our record. For those out there who aren't familiar with him, he's the guy who does like the Arkells, Big Wreck, those types of guys. So he's one of the best producers in the country. So we were lucky enough to get to work with him partially because of COVID. It's just going to sound funny because most people's careers all kind of went to hell during COVID. But we just used it as a time to go after like those types of connections, stuff that people who would usually not pay any attention to us. And so we've managed to do that with him. So yeah, the hope is eventually we'll be doing a full record with him. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, play the tune.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you borrowed a guitar. You rented this Taylor 12-string to do the acoustic thing, and it sounds good.
Yeah, it's good enough that it might convince me to buy it. Yeah, which is a problem, because I already have a cripplingly large guitar collection.
Oh, do you? Yeah, so. And it's probably not a cheap guitar either.
No.
You're listening to Songwriters from Here and Away with Dali Van Gogh. Before we forget, please look us up online on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We are slowly loading up more information there, more videos, and we'll have some excerpts from this coming on YouTube shortly. Here they are, once again, Dali Van Gogh.
When do you hit the road? So after the ECMAs?
Yeah, after the ECMAs. So we have a kickoff show here in Halifax on the 2nd of June. And then we're off to Toronto we leave on like the 8th of June or something like that. Kind of our anchor is we've been invited to play at North by Northeast, which is a big music festival every year out in Toronto. We're playing on the way up, playing on the way back, places like Kingston, Ottawa, out and around the GTA and...
Places
and then coming
we haven't
home.
Been
and
able
then,
to go for the last few years.
Yeah, we have been desperately trying to get to Ontario since I've been in the band.
The amount of times we've planned a tour, like
and
down
it's
to
been
the nitty-gritty details, and then...
Like, Isaac and I alone have put together three fully fleshed-out budgets,
tour schedules,
grant applications, and then we're like, well, that's garbage.
Yeah, and then we come home, and this will be the first you guys are hearing about it, too. At the very end of the tour, we're coming back home, we're doing two dates with Buck Cherry again.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
So, cool. Well, that's great. So you got a gig with Buck. A couple of gigs with Buck Cherry. Where are they going to be? Here?
The first one's at Tide and Bore in Moncton, and the second one's at the Marquee.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, June 27, 29.
Those are good shows, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
really good.
Well, let's play a couple more tunes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this next tune is just for show. So
excellent. Well, we'll shift things up a little bit.
Yeah.
So we've got Rochelle on the piano. Do you play piano in the band?
In the band on stage, I play keytar.
The keyboard that you're hanging on to, standing
exactly.
up.
Yeah. Yeah, don't usually get a chance to play the full piano, so this is nice.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Where's the time gone? It. I just wasn't allowed to play around with it. Had to be played just as it was.
Yeah.
This has so many strings.
And you, like some bands, you've tuned down a half step.
This is all down a half step. Yeah.
This is like Stevie Ray Vaughan did it, and a lot of other players have.
Metallica. Yeah.
You get a richer sound out of the guitar, and it's a little easier to sing too.
That's the big one. Yeah.
So yeah, what are you gonna play?
This is off of our first record after the fire that burned out my house.
Sun. there's nothing I can do.
So you guys have been together for, I heard, 15 years?
Well,
and they're different iterations. So what's this 3-4 piece iteration? How long have you been together?
When
technically,
Lance, you joined when COVID happened.
You guys technically hired me
before COVID.
February 2020.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We got the current iteration of the band. I joined February 2020, we did a photo shoot.
Well, usually when the band gets a picture taken, the band breaks up, so at least it was just COVID. So.
Yeah.
Luckily, that doesn't happen with us, because we take a lot of pictures.
We do.
Yeah, good. Well, that's good, you know. You've got lots of video, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's your website?
It's www.dallyvangomusic.com.
Okay.
And I'll spell out Dally Van Gogh, because no one's ever going to get it right. It's D-A-L-I, Dally, Van, V-A-N, that's easy. Go. G-O-G-H. Good.
That's right, cool. A room full
so
of our fans.
You all know it. Tell that to the media? No idea.
Yeah. So who are the main writers? All three of you write?
All four of you?
And good. Johnny, too. Early on, it was mostly me, but that's mostly because I was the only one who kept staying in the band.
Right. Gotcha.
But now it's that this baby. One, this iteration's kind of been together for a bit, like, we're really right as a group.
Great.
Like, in a really significant way. Like, as Rochelle said, sometimes people bring in songs that are, like, kind of mostly finished, mm-hmm. and then we just kind of put our stamp on it. But that's the closest thing to having, like, a songwriter.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, if you look on our records, the credits all say Dally Van Gogh.
Right.
Yeah. Good. We deal with that internally because it's way easier.
Yeah.
Than
trying to...
Well, think of the number of bands who have broken up over royalties.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So...
Yeah.
We don't make any money anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's true.
It's not a problem.
It's a tough business. So.
I would love to have that problem.
Yeah,
you can say that we don't make any money. We don't net any money.
True. We make money. Lots of money. We just spend it all.
Yeah, well, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, play another tune for us.
And yes.
Yeah, so what have you got in the can?
All right, ready?
Peace for days.
You got ECMA awards coming up.
Yeah,
and you're
sure
doing
a
bunch of shows, and you got award nominations.
Yeah.
Which ones did you get?
We got Loud Recording of the Year and Rock Recording of the Year.
The Rock one is the, like,
that's a surprise.
Like, we're very excited and obviously very grateful to be nominated for any ECMAs. But like, we were trying to get like Rising Star and like Loud, and they were like, oh yeah, you're up against the Trues.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, sweet. Okay.
We've covered their songs.
Well, you know what they say.
Yeah, like we've played their songs at shows before. Yeah.
It's an honor to be nominated.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm just happy to be, like, I would love to lose to the Trues.
Well, what we can do is we can take this acoustic recording and submit it for acoustic recording.
We'll do that next year.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, you read my mind already.
Yeah.
The more exciting thing, I think, for us as musicians is that we're playing three times.
Yeah.
One of which, so with this guy over here, if someone wants to point a camera at him, Kiki Beats, who's our film producer typically.
Cool.
He's a well-known rapper around here. We're doing a set with him, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And very different. I really hope you guys come out. That's the Friday night, May 5th, down at the Seahorse. Definitely come. You want to see Dali Van Gogh doing like
out
something
box.
Totally different? Like, you think this is different? No.
Nothing.
No. You got nothing on what we're doing with people. And then
cool. And then
the next day, we play twice in a two-hour period. We play at
Gus's Pub
for the Loud stage. Mm-hmm. And then we play at the Seahorse for the Rising Star stage. And that's us doing, like, our
songs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what the ECMAs is all about.
It's,
you know,
all
you go from place to place. And you get about 4 hours sleep a night if you're lucky. And then off you go.
You're listening to Songwriters from Here and Away. And we'd like to remind you to reach out to us, songwritersfromhereandaway@gmail.com, or on Facebook, or on YouTube, or on Instagram. Send us a message, tell us what you'd like to hear, and we will do our best to get it on the air and do an interview or get them in person. We do have live concerts coming up. These will be in the Halifax region and possibly out in Cape Breton even. I'm going to be hitting the road with that. Here we are, back to Dali Van Gogh.
Thank you. once gone and dug your grave. So you are my love. I said, if you please, down on your knees, time to show what you're made of.
Now for blood.
Help
for
the thrill. Thank your hair, we're going in for the kill.
Now for blood.
Taking control.
Isaac, what was the magic word you didn't say?
Still not going to say it. This is too pretty of a building.
That's usually the part where we yell an expletive at the crowd.
Okay.
Actually, it's more often the case, the point where the crowd yells an expletive at us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Even better.
Yeah. We thought it was a little, didn't fit the mood quite as well.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Listen, this is a classy joint.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
We probably should, while we're on the radio...
Should I do my sponsorship spiel that I do every time we do an interview? We're very lucky that we've been able to start working with a couple of really good bands, or brands, sorry. One of which we kind of talked about when we got here. We swapped out all our microphones for these SEs. We've been working with SE for a while now.
Right.
We use all their drum mics. We use our vocal mics, and their vocal mics are just night and day difference on stage, especially. There's no bleed from behind. They're fantastic. So we've been really grateful to work with them. We just got a new endorsement deal through W Energy Drinks, which is what I've been drinking down here all night. Because this whole band has a borderline crippling caffeine addiction.
Except borderline?
Rochelle makes it borderline. God,
takes me
Rochelle
all day to drink it.
Yeah. Johnny's not here, but give the brands that sponsor Johnny a little shout out. Yep. He's been playing Los Cabos drumsticks for years and years and years, right. Longer than I've been in the band. And just last summer, he started being sponsored by Soul Tone Cymbals, which just sound killer.
Where are they made?
California.
No, they're made in Turkey. They're made in Turkey.
Oh, they're just sold out of California. Turkey.
Good. Well, let's do at least one more anyways.
Yes.
And
yeah. I think we've got two left.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay,
one,
good.
One we're definitely going to do, and then one that you're definitely going to want us to do. All right, are you starting this one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Some of us are born to sweet delight. Suffer on through endless night, but no matter what you do, he's gonna get to you. We all end up the same. Good or bad, weak or strong, rich or poor, don't mean a thing what you did before. 'Cause when he gets to you, no matter what you do, he's gonna come and take you away. take you there. 6 feet under, gonna take you there. 6 feet under, gonna take you there. 6 feet under, gonna take you there. Nowhere to hide from this cold, hot stare.
Right on. Yeah, you guys have a lot of kind of blues and modal stuff in your writing. I like how it fills out.
It's interesting you bring that up because the diversity and the backgrounds of the band have really kind of shaped the band. The guy came from playing blues and playing like Guns N' Roses, which is basically just blues,
yep.
And playing Aerosmith, which is basically just blues, and playing it's really just blues.
Yeah.
And then like Lance was like a punk guy, like a hardcore punk guy.
Right.
And then Rochelle's like a musical theater, classical piano person.
Right.
Who grew up on rock and roll.
Well, we all grew up on like classic rock and stuff, right? But all those little pieces have really shaped like the kind of music that we're writing now.
Yeah,
it's great that you have a vehicle to let it out.
Absolutely.
Really good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it really helps with the diversity of our songs. Like if you listen to our latest album, like it's five fairly different songs on that album. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got one more tune, and thank you very much for
thank you for having
this.
Us. Yeah, thank you guys, this is cool.
And thank you all for being here, listening and helping out and hanging out with the guys here. Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Yeah, most of you guys will know this one. 1, 2, 3.
Addictive sin like poison through my veins. Spilled eyes are driving me insane. She's got me burning like a napalm.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
And that is a wrap for the live portion of the show. But before we go, reminding you to reach out songwritersfromhereandaway@gmail.com or on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook, and let me know what you're thinking and how you like the show. Just tell me what's going on and maybe come to a live concert in Halifax if you can make it. And here's one more track before we go. This is Boneyard from Dali Van Gogh. You can get it on Bandcamp at dalivangogh.bandcamp.com. And I did it there, so you can too. There's lots of great tunes out there. My name is Robert Campbell, and this is Songwriters From Here and Away, and we will see you next time.
So you think you found God, and then all the company of heaven is open to you.
What's up?
Well, on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore. On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology.